and then the KidsBop Kids. Want to keep up with us wherever we are? Follow us at KidsBop on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to make sure you never miss a beat.
Please save us. They won't let us out of this cage. I haven't eaten in months. Performing Shake It Off? What? Why? Why did that? We missed it on the kids' radio station. This is terrible. Is this on Spotify? Nacho Song by the Lucky Band? so that it can be inflicted on someone else some other time.
Lucky Band with the Nacho song. Andrew and Polly helping out on that song. Polly Hall, I believe, is singing the lead vocals, the storytelling on that song.
Thanks.
But yes, that is the Nacho song. New music from Buenos Diaz, the brand new album from Lucky Diaz and friends, now calling themselves the Lucky Band. And Lucky and Alicia are going to be on Kids Place Live again, playing around with us on Cinco de Mayo. That, of course, is Sunday, May 5th. You can hear it at 12 noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific. They'll be playing songs from a new album, songs from their catalog, and talking all about Cinco de Mayo experiences. We're also going to sneak peek at the day before, 5 p.m. East Coast time on Friday the 4th, just so you know. Little Lucky Diaz here on Kids Place Live. And Andrew and Polly, who were just singing that song, they have their own podcast called Ear Snacks. If you've never heard it, it's awesome. And you'll get a chance to check it out tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, because every Friday at noon Eastern, we bring you Ear Snacks on Kids Place Live. Definitely worth checking out. You can find it wherever you get your favorite flavor of podcast, just so you know. Lorenzo Lama is back on the telephone here at the Animal Farm at 1-866-328-2345.
Hello, thank you for holding on line. Lorenzo Lama speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Lorenzo Lama. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Well, thank you for asking.
Did you say you were five?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I was five.
So, it's your birthday then?
It is? I mean, yes, it is. Yes, it is my birthday. Yes, it is.
Always, yes, and the children.
Happy birthday to Llama. Happy birthday to Llama. Everybody, happy birthday, dear Lorenzo Llama.
This sounds like a guy doing a really bad Homer Simpson impression.
Happy birthday to me. You. Happy birthday.
My birthday's next week.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's almost your birthday. That's good.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay, sure.
Do you like to fuck?
Since you don't have any hands, how do you eat?
With my mouth.
So you just lean your neck down and start eating with your mouth?
Yeah, totally. Just go right full face. You gotta go full face into it.
You whatever gotta go is, full
you just
face.
Stick your face into it.
Hell yeah.
I think that's kind of a metaphor for life, right? Yep. The way I live my life. Just stick your face right in it.
That's
whatever
right.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Fucking
some people think about it first. Some people hesitate. But if it's llama chow and it makes its own gravy, just go right in with the face. Yeah.
I can hear a sheep back there.
Yeah. Just quiet. You guys, I'm on the phone. Sorry.
You like morphed sometimes into like a McKenzie brother. Sick. Quiet, hey, I'm on the phone.
On the table since you're not picking up the phone because you don't have hands.
It is a speakerphone, that is correct. Yes, it is. Yeah. It is a speakerphone. It is actually sort of on the wall more than a table. At the edge of the barn here at the Animal Farm Petting Zoo.
So, do you play video games?
I do not play video games, but sometimes they play them on a TV at the concession stand where I can see them being played.
Well, Vinny, you can actually play video games with your feet.
I think it's really hard to do with hooves. Some things I don't want to try.
Yeah, with hooves.
I mean, if I can't even eat food, I gotta stick my face in it, then...
Does it hurt?
I don't know. You know, maybe if I could use my face, like I said, you know, if I stick my face in my food, maybe I could stick my face in a game. You know, just like go with the full face thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Fucking
I don't know. Yeah,
I go full face into every video game.
Not everything is good to stick your face into, I think, is what we're learning here.
Shut up.
How do you dance?
I dance really good.
I feel like this kid is really working good up the courage sometimes to ask a Fortnite question, and it's really bumming me out.
And I do my whip, and I do my nay-nay, and I do the orange justice, and the Macarena.
What?
Lucky. I might send somebody to come over to you through the phone.
That would be awesome, and I would stick my face in that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, have a good birthday, Lorenzo.
Happy my birthday, and you have a happy birthday early to you, too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, okay, so go. I'm in front of a school. I'm behind a school bus.
Okay, Chris, it's my birthday.
And,
No, it's not?
No, not your birthday.
Oh.
Nowhere near your birthday, actually.
There's a sign up at the back window that says this bus is empty, but like I can see clearly that there is someone dancing. The windows are tinted, so I don't really get a good view, but there's just someone standing up in the back of this bus fucking going ape shit. Like, dancing hard. And I don't... Alright, this bus is like also it seems to be full of people. I think the kid sat down when the bus started moving. Maybe the bus driver's like, yeah, you want to dance on the bus, you dance on the bus, but not while it's moving. That's the fucking law, kid. I'm really confused. Corn futures. I hear you.
Have you had a chance to talk to him on the phone or
no, Lorenzo? No, he was on the phone with some other kid who was asking about his birthday, so I couldn't get him on the phone.
Somebody's got to connect. 70 to 67. DeRozan has it on the high left side. Lobs it down to Aldridge at the elbow, one on one with Millsap. He gets to the high post, spin move, contest.
So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site.
Clock followed by the Dolphins and the Falcons, but it's Jonah Williams.
Devin White was picked by the Buccaneers, linebacker from LSU.
Fucking here's what?
300 people at www.cal.
Second personal foul on Jokic, first team foul.
Top 10, and maybe Williams, the last of them, it seemed possible. He's a little more versatile. There was some talk maybe he could move inside. You think now,
oh, yeah.
You know,
he's looking to move inside. It's going to be hot this summer. You're going to want to get inside out of the sun.
Because one guy played it, and the other guy, we think, can play it.
Yeah, that is always a way to...
Football draft. Very exciting. Very fucking exciting.
Best inventions. And has thousands.
Rock hard, thinking about
so delicious. You realize that you've been spending a whole latte time drinking the wrong coffee.
I'm sorry. What?
Swing is believing with Dunkin's new handcrafted signature lattes. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. You're on fire with that read. One for two.
What a good ad read, dog.
Got something going. Border
fucking nailed that shit.
That team.
Yeah, Adam Scott got to go on for him with a birdie at 13.
Adam Scott Jason does got to go on for him.
Well, I helped her relax, and we started talking. And then she cracks a few jokes that hurt my feelings, honestly, but. We talked, and you know what she told me? She told me that she was madder about the second extortion tape than she was about the first one.
Oh shit, they're not in there. I could have sworn I left those keys in the freezer. And hey,
this lane I'm in is closed. There is a police car here in front of me where I need to put... Well, my car needs to be here instead. Okay. Sheriff? Is this an accident or what? Oh, okay. This... Are they arresting people? Didn't look like an accident. It looked more like a... We got him. But he stopped in the middle of the road.
Here's another thing happens when you're looking for something. Did you ever notice that you'll be looking for something? You might be out in the garage, and every now and then you'll go back and look where the thing ought to be. You'll go.
Who cares? Like, what's the crazy thing that happened? Like, maybe we ticked off the Russians. Maybe Neil
Armstrong. Our kids. Oh, I laughed from a good, healthy place to see white people back in colonial days again on TV. Because you know what that.
You know, your mother and I were talking. Now's the time to tell you. You gotta quit eating all the food in this house.
And they're now whipping up in the forest. These other species. What a loon.
On a level, it's frightening. We are going to wake up in our homes and there's going to be Chinese families in our houses looking at us on the couch going, you go home now.
I'm like, Do you think you'll laugh during your wedding vows?
Definitely.
100%.
No, probably. If I'll get emotional, maybe.
You cry?
Possibly. Yeah.
Have you written them yet?
I have not written them yet. No.
Still waiting, huh?
I mean, I'm just thinking about them, but yeah, I haven't.
Have you come up with some new thoughts? Because last time I spoke to you, you didn't have a thought.
I mean, you know, just tell her how much she means to me and how much I love her and stuff, and yeah. You know, things I, you know, like about, love about her, and no.
Like, what do you love about her? What do you love about her?
She first of all, she puts up with me, so that's one reason to love her. She has a great attitude with things. She's a great cook. I don't know. She has a good sense of humor. Mm. A lot of things.
Mm, look at this, Rob.
Very smart.
What do you think of that?
I'm bowled over.
Yeah.
Not yet, but we would maybe try.
All right, we got John Hurwitz, Hayden Schlossberg, and Josh Heald here. We're going to take a break. They're the creators of Cobra Kai. When we come back, I see your calls. I'm going to get to them. Plus,
oh yeah, my Friday fix of reality and hilarity.
Upgrade to Dish and take your home TV anywhere, no matter where you are. With the Dish Anywhere app, you can stream live satellite TV, watch everything on your DVR, and choose from thousands of on-demand movies on the go. Enjoy your favorite
shows. Demand these movies! Movies.
Oh yeah, does he have no, like, colon?
This, I believe, was thrust, because he says he's incontinent, confined to a wheelchair, and he needs diapers 24/7.
Oh, he has no control of his colon, pal.
Yeah, so he's open to any sort of age play, role play, dressing up. If you want me to wear clothes, you must provide them.
Wait, he's naked in a wheelchair?
Naked.
He's shitting on himself.
He must be in the dog. If you have a specific...
I mean, if this guy's not a cat, I don't know what is.
Like, if you have a thing for wheelchair-bound Aboriginal Aspergian diaper boys that also work at Burger King, you're going to have to bring your own Burger King uniform.
Wait, he works at Burger King?
No, you're saying that's your... Sort of bonus stuff on top is like making me all the more excited. Is that sometime in July, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
He's lean, but yeah, he cycles. He's a very healthy cat, man.
I watched Tishy once come off stage at a White Snake gig after playing and walked into a trailer and started hitting a speed bag. I was like, you just got done hitting shit for 2 hours. Days. What are you doing, man?
Yes.
Crazy. All right, so listen, we got to get a break. We'll come back. We'll have about 10, 15 minutes left. Hanging with me right now here at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida, is Joel, McKaylee, and Michael from Whitesnake. They will be rocking tonight here at the Hard Rock.
Oh, they will be rocking.
Very few tickets left. If you'd like to come to the show.
We got
to
get down there.
No,
we got to get down there for the White Snake show.
But they're not playing on tonight's show.
The Black Moods.
The Black Moods.
Yes.
Just got an email from one of the guys. He said they're probably going to be here hanging out, but they're not They're not on tonight's show.
No.
But normally, if you're going to see the tour, you'll see them opening.
And check them out. They're good. They're solid.
I've heard nothing but good things. Yeah, and then tonight, of course, is just an evening. As they say, the business, an evening with
White Snake.
Edward, it's an evening with.
Dude. Edward, it's an evening with. Let's not confuse the two. Love and light, Edward.
Your DC's really good.
Especially now because I just woke up.
Really good. That's a really good DC. You talk about DC having the positive energy all the time. Years.
Jesus.
to this channel right now or any time by streaming on your phone with the SiriusXM app or on any SiriusXM connected device. To a live sporting event, this channel is temporarily unavailable. Your radio regular programming will return after the game, but you can listen to this channel right now or anytime by streaming on your phone with the SiriusXM app or on any.
I like that they're like weirdly bandwidth limited, so like, oh, this channel can't be on because another one is on.
This channel is temporarily unavailable on your.
He was just doing all day,
fucking
every
backwards
day.
Ass technology is this?
You know, and they were like, thank God he's moving out, but like, I wonder if they've been fighting. I have so many questions. I would like him to come on the show.
I have so many.
Can you call in, Charlie, if you hear this? 888-947-8277.
I've never tested positive for C. diff.
Yeah, absolutely. But so this is something that, I would speak to your GI doctor. One other suggestion I have is if you were to call back on Mondays. I think Monday is when Dr. Ira's show is on.
Yep.
And he's a gastroenterologist, so he may have much more information regarding newer therapies or therapies on the horizon for this, because it's not something, again, that I'm familiar with or deal with on a regular basis. So I'm sorry that I couldn't be more help.
That's okay. I really appreciate you taking my call, and I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watch out, Dr. Billy.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. Carol, thanks so much, and good luck with everything. And if you find out something, call us back and educate us. So, you guys ever...
Fecal transplants.
Now we're talking.
I read about it, because they said there was a study, too, where people who donated their...
Poop. Yeah.
Feces.
Poop.
Who were naturally... Yeah, poop. Okay. Whatever we want to use.
Yeah.
who were, like, naturally skinnier for whatever reason, donated their feces to a more obese patient, those patients actually lost a lot of weight.
Yep. Print out the study.
I will try and find it, but when
it's not what you're looking for.
I've researched it, but I don't know if I really am that dedicated to losing
weight.
Right. So we'll go.
I mean, again, this is the we have a few horizons in the next 50 to 100 years.
Yeah.
The microbiome and the gut as a nervous system, I think, are two of the biggest. And they're related, but certainly, changing your flora. We are sort of
gotta change that flora.
We're a multi-organism, right? So we have we are
walking colonies.
We're colonized on our skin. We're colonized in our respiratory tract. We're colonized in our gut. And when those things get thrown off, there are problems.
Yep.
So it's something that's interesting. I guess
it's something that's interesting. He says.
Probably Darian would have to be the donor for us because he's the most in shape.
I'm selling it. Don't worry.
Wow, we just met there.
Yeah, med school was expensive, and I found a new way to pay it off.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Do you have your donor card in your wallet?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay and I were on a page. All right. I'm gonna go to the gym.
I'll receive from both of you because I'm certainly the larger BMI.
This show has taken a turn.
So,
here we are. I'm so happy.
Everything comes down to poo.
Everything.
Speaking of men who are pissing me off.
Oh my goodness. It wasn't a condemnation of you.
Here we go.
I had a patient last night come in who tried to stab a rat that crawled across his arm, and he stabbed his arm instead.
Yeah.
And he was fine. But I mean, he was. It sucks.
Yeah.
But then he proceeded to tell me I wasn't sewing his arm up well enough, and that he does, boy knots, whatever, uh-huh. And his knots would have been better, and he would have gone...
What's a boy knot?
I don't know. He's like, that knot, I just made that up.
Okay.
He was naming knots, and like some sailor's knots, and just talking to me the entire time, and it's one of those patient moments where I'm like, I know I have to help you right now, but I cannot...
He was mansplaining how to be a doctor.
Yeah, and
I'm sure that happens a lot. That must be frustrating.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, I just wanted to tell that story. Don't try to kill rats that crawl across your body with knives.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot there.
I wanted to put that story in.
Interesting. And what did he? Here's how my mind works. The question is, why a rat is not a a sloth-like creature. A rat is a quickly moving thing. How did he have access to a knife at hand?
If you had
to be
seen
able to...
what he was wearing,
you see, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Right?
There's a lot more.
He
to the
did not
story.
Look
there's
like
a lot
he more to was story. From New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more to the story.
Right.
Yeah,
that's like I have knife in hand and yeah. then the rat comes.
Yep.
Right.
There's a lot.
What?
Anyway,
wait.
Interesting. Phone lines are open. 877-698-3627. It's 877-NYU Ducks. We're talking
about
rats and poop, and we're waiting for Darian's mom to call in.
We call after the show. We have a whole discussion.
I'm sure you do. After show. We'd like to have that discussion on air.
Yeah.
Why don't we go to Crystal in New Jersey? Crystal, who's been waiting for a while. Crystal, good morning. How can we help you?
Hey. So I am having an issue. I am 25. I'm having an issue with, I don't want to say diabetes. I've had sugar issues since I was little. But it's kind of been the past, like, 2 years.
It's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your house is dead. System and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing.
Yes, ma'am.
Going ahead, we should focus on priorities and project execution. Move forward, results-oriented implementation.
Plus, the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Dial...
In this area.
Who knows what it is? Now they use it. You know, they use it to...
Of North America.
Controversial Democratic Congresswoman Alexander...
Hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply.
Or her husband's murder.
My partner had called her attorney and said, hey, we've got an indictment on your client. You know, will you surrender her? Do we need to go get her? He says, I don't know where she's at. But sure enough, she was gone. Gone. Disappeared and was in the wind for a long time.
Over the next several years, there were reports that Margaret was hiding in Arizona and later in Mexico, but she successfully eluded police.
Margaret was pretty effective in her hiding. She had disguises, hair dyes, books on how to disappear, different identifications, different diplomas she'd gotten. She wasn't your normal run-of-the-mill absconder from justice.
In the meantime, a scuba diver found what looked like a gun wrapped in some cloth at the bottom of Lake Mead, about 45 miles outside of Las Vegas. The weapon had a factory-made silencer and was turned over to Las Vegas police. Tori Johnson restored the gun and test-fired it. Under a microscope, he noticed that the test shots had very unusual markings. And they reminded Johnson of the bullets removed from Ron Rudin's skull.
I had to spend a lot of time with it, but when I finished all those...
Reminds me of the bullets you found on that guy's head.
No doubt whatsoever in my mind that that was the murder weapon.
And investigators got another huge break. Any gun equipped with a silencer must be registered with the federal government.
The time in the lake did some minor damage to the gun, but the serial number was still there.
When Johnson called the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms with the serial number of the silencer, he was told the gun was registered to Ron Rudin. Ron had reported it missing 7 years earlier, just after he and Margaret were married.
What he said was that he knew Margaret had taken that gun. He was convinced of that, but he kept asking her, and naturally she would say no.
The only one who had access to where the gun was at, besides Ron, was Margaret.
Initially, Ron had no idea why she would have stolen it. Now, the reason is clear. But the question remained, where was Margaret Rudin?
your glasses slip off when you're working out? We fixed that.
Yes.
Or how some sunglasses look like a spaceship touched down on your face.
Ugh.
We fixed that too.
God.
Roka is an independent.
Get this spaceship off my face!
We designed the most technically advanced eyewear that doesn't look technical. Other companies tried to just make eyewear cheaper. We made it better. We make iconic styles with patented tech that are insanely lightweight. Designed so you can get after it. Go to
Roka. I'm trying to get after it.
Radio for 15%.
Motherfucker.
ROKA.com.
Let me get after it.
What good are jumper cables when you're all alone? Roadside assistance can take hours to arrive.
Don't wait for help
when you can do it yourself. Safely jumpstart any vehicle in seconds with NOCO Boost Ultra Safe Lithium Jump Starters. Get back on the road faster with NOCO Boost. Available at AutoZone, Amazon, Bass Pro, or online at NOCOBoost.com.
Gotta get some of this NOCO Boost. Drink it.
NOCO Boost.
It feels great.
At FNB Corporation, we help businesses of all sizes do more.
Bridget Kelly, former Deputy Chief of Staff to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, you are still in the throes of this, and I appreciate you being here. I covered this within an inch of its life, including your role in this, and I understand why you were convicted. I also understand why you're fighting it, but your decision to keep talking about it and to elucidate the other parts of this is brave. Thank you for joining here.
Thank you for letting me.
Good luck.
Take care. Yes. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So the understanding is that now they're going to try and kind of try to redo the design a little bit in a way so that it's kind of less easier for people to make it less tempting for consumers to try remove that protective film.
Yeah. Look, as we were talking earlier, it's going to be a big week for Chinese earnings next week. But Olivia Yap in Singapore, this week was kind of educational as well. After a stellar run-up year to date, we saw the Shanghai Composite lose about 5%. And at the same time, the government talking about scaling back stimulus. So that was a fairly profound lesson in cause and effect, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. China stocks have been the best performer in the world for this year, but right after the Politburo meeting, there was people were starting to get anxious whether China was about to scale back its stimulus. This was really nerve-wracking because the stock market has run up because of this fantastic stimulus that the government has been giving. And this is actually on the back of the stabilizing economy. Remember, we
take US 101 North San Francisco. Continue straight for 13 minutes to exit 449 Paradise Drive, Tamil Pipe.
Alice. They do not want to tighten or loosen stimulus and keep it quite status quo. The route still
planning to introduce dope tests for its employees.
Dope
and
tests.
And the focus right now, says the additional
tests
director, Sanjoy Kumar Chowdhury.
Straight up dope, son.
From 2002, it is available in our country, but at that time it was very few in number. Now, the number is overwhelming.
Overwhelming. And do you have an estimate of how many people are addicted in Bangladesh?
Actually, there is no authentic survey here. But it may be near about 4 million people, various kinds of drugs.
Okay, I've seen this figure 7 million.
Someone says 7 million, someone says 5 million, but we agree.
Fuck it, I don't know.
It may be 4 million. And it's very hopeful for us that in Bangladesh, there are 292 treatment centers, and they had taken license from us, and we found that among the addicted, 30 to 60% are ever addicted.
So how are you trying to stop young people, especially, being interested in taking this? What are you doing?
Mainly, the teenagers are in the schools and colleges. And we formed one committee in each schools. This committee, every month, they arrange the debate between students from social point of view.
Yes, student debate. Some students are like, let's get into it. And other students are like, no.
So this is talking about Yaba and the dangers of it.
Everything.
The whole night I was not sleeping. And the morning at 5 or 5:30 I went out. And I was driving like 115 speed. It was
115 kilometers an hour.
Speed. Yeah, and then I had an accident. It's also the cause of Yaba.
Here we go, that's my guy!
And loads more!
Featuring jokes from
comedy special streaming on Netflix.
Netflix is a joke radio.
On now.
Channel 93.
What?
Come on, kids. We're late.
Hi, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why...
set the agenda and he ran in 2016. But I think right now the Democratic candidates sort of see a national emergency. They...
in the shallow water, limp.
Move faster, buddy. Oh, there he goes. All right, he's waking up.
Matt took count. And they floated out of sight. Within 15 minutes, the small group was back on the ferry.
I'm thrilled. I really enjoyed doing that a lot.
Even Brian was enthusiastic.
Even Brian?
It is. I had a lot of fun. Whoa. I was along for the ride, but I really took a shining to those little guys. That's good to see them go free. They would have been delicious, I'm sure.
Of course, with dozens of other goals waiting to be accomplished and so much money to be earned, it's surprising that Matt would spend the time and energy arranging for a lobster release. It was as if Matt had forgotten about the Byron plan. The raspberry red Bentley, the heated cobblestone driveway.
A successful primary campaign, and then the part you're referring to. It will be...
Casper also has free shipping and returns, so you'll also...
Rules for recurring automated marketing text messages. Listen to data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because no. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test.
Exclusive
giving away
to
three
Kmart,
full-size
the Martha Stewart
meals
collection.
From her new meal kit delivered...
Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right.
Fuck yeah. Fuck closing costs.
Loan program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefits.
Cash out!
Tax-free while still preserving.
Let's get my life insurance before I'm dead!
No premium payments, credit checks, or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people.
Or carrying a cross or a crucifix. While it may seem that the procession is just pomp and circumstance, it is actually rich in meaning and symbolism. First, the cross symbolizes Jesus and helps us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith, according to Hebrews 12:2. The candles in the procession symbolize the light of Christ, which we are all supposed to bring to the world. And the procession itself symbolizes the church, the people of God, a pilgrim people making their way toward heaven. Finally, the procession may conjure up images of Jesus triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Just as then, we the people welcome Jesus into our midst as he offers his body and blood for us. For more Zip 1 minute teachings, go to GusLloyd.com. I'm Gus Lloyd. Join me weekday mornings for Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
The Boston Halo Show with Paula's father, Dave Dwyer.
Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul.
I wanted to echo what the
What's
lady
Paul?
Said
hey, Paul.
Just about what a great...
We do Paul.
...the nap, even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill
you
to
move
the
pillow.
Exact support.
Oh, is this the fucking scumbag pillow guy?
Regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there.
My
longer.
Dad said I could sell the poop
to. How much of that quality sleep we get? I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow.
And wash and dry my pillow.
Money back here,
motherfucker.
Nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-973-1792 or go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code FAMILY. That's 800-973-1792 or go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code FAMILY. 800-973-1792.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Connor Florio is going down in history as one of the smallest premature babies to survive. Certainly the tiniest to be treated at Westchester Medical Center in Connecticut. But there were times when Jamie and John didn't think their son would live. His doctors attributed Connor's survival to the feisty way he approached each medical challenge that came his way, like brain bleeds, breathing issues, and a disease of the eye.
Ah.
He was born 13 weeks early.
The latest Avengers film, Endgame, expected to be big business at the box office later today.
Smoothie.
But what impact will it have
seems
on
like it might,
Avengers films, as well as
be popular? I don't know. We're thinking people might
that
be
comes
into
away
it
at 11:30 Eastern time.
All of that over the next 2 hours. Your comments and questions are welcome throughout the show. The way for you to get in touch with us is either by phone at 844-WHARTON, 844-942-7866, or if you'd like, you can send us a comment on Twitter. We'll bring it up at BizRadio132, B-I-Z Radio132. Or you can use my Twitter account, which is at Dan Loney, L-O-N-E-Y-21. First, though, here's what you need to know.
It was just, my name was taken. I had to put a number on it. So I put 21 on there because I like blackjack.
Lots of earnings news to pass along. Tesla's earnings coming out late yesterday missed badly for the prior quarter with a loss of $2.90 a share versus just 69 cents expected. Revenue for the period was
redevelopment of storms in the afternoon. A look ahead to Saturday. It's overcast. We're back in the cooler air with a breezy west-northwest wind. Highs may be up in the low to mid-50s and the warmest the way it looks. Sunday, cloudy skies, a little bit warmer, another chance of rain in the afternoon and evening. Sunday, periods of rain and rather windy conditions at times Friday with gusty east winds. And Friday night, temperatures drop down to around 40 degrees, expecting rain again on Saturday. Lane blocked there. Traffic is slowing now as you make your way from about Lancashire Boulevard and head toward Hollywood. Also, 170 freeway on the northbound side at the 5 in Sun Valley, a crash in the 10 game stage.
Just gonna listen to Los Angeles traffic.
And 710 freeway northbound at the 91, an accident near the transition road is blocked. Traffic stopped and going on the 710 from Long Beach Boulevard. Partly cloudy skies, light winds, and a current temp of 65 degrees downtown Los Angeles. Here now is your Los Angeles weather forecast.
From the Weather Channel, here's a look at your Los Angeles area forecast. Onshore flow expected to strengthen heading into the weekend, meaning more of the late night and early morning low clouds and fog early then.
Three of their runs came back in the third on a pair of doubles and the big home run by Jaron Hall.
His first college baseball.
The ball hit into right field. Base hit by McIntyre, one out single.
Yeah, one of those kind of CNI singles there where the first baseman's playing in or through the bunt. He's able to hit a three hopper through the forward.
Oh, yeah, a little three hopper.
He might have a chance to get there and dive, but.
Fuck, I don't know.
By accident, and eventually the two fall in love. Clearly, it's a very, very sweet film. Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant, they're just perfect together, aren't they? It was actually re-released in Korea last Wednesday on the 17th to mark its 20th anniversary. And it's just quite nostalgic listening to the soundtrack as well, because the movie had such a fantastic soundtrack, didn't it? I played you that Elvis Costello song, but it also had Another Level is them. But do go and have a listen to that soundtrack, because I think it's just a quintessential rom-com soundtrack that's just always
I'm always looking for
anyway,
the quintessential.
As I said, you're listening to Cine Factory here on Arirang Radio. We are live today, so we're on the Naver V app right now. The channel to look for is Arirang Radio, so make sure you drop in and say hi. Let's do a couple of shout-outs. We've got Leon Tio, Hayati, Adele, Tiger, Yukari, Hussein, Kunwar Sen, Amine Xcano, Nabirul SK, Samir Khan, so many people joining us. I will do a couple more shout-outs later on as well, so make sure you do drop in, say hi. Do remember, though, that just as you saw, so many messages come up so quickly, so I do tend to miss some of your song requests and your comments that come up through the Naver V app. So if you want the best chance of your message being read out on the air, then do head over to our Send Messages board on the website or the comment section of the Adirang Radio app as well. You can leave your messages and your song requests there too. And remember, they don't have to be soundtrack songs. Just because our show is related to movies and dramas, it could be the latest K-pop song that you want to listen to, or an old school pop song, just like She. Anything that you want to listen to is fine. So once again, that's the Send Messages board on the website or the comment section of the Adirang Radio.
I want to listen to Minecraft, Noteblocks, Drake song was the used to call me on your cell phone.
Here is one song request now. This is from Leon Teo in Singapore, from the soundtrack of Kunyae's Hattingwal, Her Private Life. It's Yoda Aidu with Help Me.
Help me. I gotta go in this store and buy containers from this container store, if you will. Man, there's a lot of fucking cops in this fucking shopping center parking lot. What the fuck? Just like cops just driving in fucking circles in this fucking parking lot. Like, oh yeah, gotta, oh no, this guy's going to the REI. Shit going down at the REI. Gotta get in there. It's a guy shitting in all the backpacks. Said something about a fecal transfer. Alright, I'll be back. Make sure no one steals my car. Okay, let's... Okay. It's very tempting. There's some kind of hamburger place up here. It's just blasting hamburger smells into the vicinity.
On movies and dramas. You don't have to know the answers because being together is the fun part. It's time for our funny nonsense quiz. It's Factory Quiz. On Factory Quiz, we solve quiz questions related to movies and dramas. We'll be solving hilarious questions throughout the segment, and don't miss out on the fun clues I'll be giving you as well. So, here is today's question for Factory Quiz. Let's get it. The Korean movie Welcome to Tomakko was released in 2005, okay. And it tells the story of an imaginary village called Tomakko during the Korean War. Now, three different troops come to Tomakko. South Korean troop.
Take US 101 north in a quarter of a mile. Turn right.
They learn to become a team as they live together in this town called Tomakko. Now, Jung Jae-yong, Shin Ha-kyun, and Kang Hae-jung starred in this film. And in fact, Kang Hae-jung even won the Best Supporting Actress Award at the Grand Bell Awards and the Blue Dragon Awards. So a fantastic performance from her. So today's quiz question is related, in fact.
Turn right on Wernham Drive.
In intelligence, perhaps. But the North Korean troops run...
In 800 feet, turn left on Redwood Highway.
So what was this? Was it A, a red ribbon, B, a branch,
red ribbon
or C, a
red ribbon army. Hey, red ribbon army. Red ribbon army.
She's coming up right now to help you guys out. So this, the answer to the quiz question.
In 900 feet, turn left to US 101 North, Eureka. Then stay to the right.
Recently we had cherry blossoms.
Turn left to US 101 North, Eureka. Then stay to the right to US 101 North.
On an anniversary or during a proposal, perhaps. So lots of clues for you today. Once again, the question is, in the movie Welcome to Tomakko, Kang Hae-jung plays a girl who the North Korean troops run into on a mountain and call her a crazy girl because she has this in her hair. What was this? Was it A, a red ribbon, B, a branch, or C?
Stay to the right. Then stay to the left to US 101 North.
Section of the Arirang Radio application. Leave your...
Stay to the left to US 101 North.
Big quiz question at the end of our show today. All right, we have tons tons of people... wanting to listen to Boy With Love by BTS featuring Halsey. So Rebecca Brown, Giselle Hernandez, Lopez, Ballora Rebellion, Jared RM, Isaiah Star, Rosa, all wanting to listen to BTS. So we're going to listen to We're going to close in a factory today with that song, BTS's Boy With Love featuring Halsey. So make sure you stay tuned until the end of Cinefactory. Let's listen to another song right here, though, before we come back with our Friday segment, Box Office Weekly. This one was requested by MacTube in the USA.
That's
it's
me.
Steve Aoki and Monster X with Play It Cool.
Yep. I needed to hear Steve Aoki and Monster X. I needed to hear Play It Cool, that number they did. Hello, yes, could you please play some Steve Aoki for me? The guy is on fire. Just dope. Just straight uncut dope. You know? Gosh.
Streaming on Netflix.
Netflix is a joke radio.
On now.
Channel 93.
Listen up, golfers.
Listen up, golfers.
If you love the game and want to grow your business, you need
bring
your
plenty of
book. It's called Golf, the Untapped Market, Why the Pros Are Failing to Grow the Game, by Chuck Thompson. Listen to what Ted Bishop, the 38th president of the PGA of America, has to say about golf, the untapped market.
This book is a must read. Without a doubt, the most informative, interesting, and painfully truthful book that I've ever read about golf. I am totally sold on the MMC approach to attract casual and non-golfers. I commend Chuck Thompson on his insight to the golf industry.
Good work, Chuck Thompson.
As a former PGA president, I learned more from Golf, the Untapped Market than I have in 43 years of operating and owning golf courses.
Golf, the Untapped Market, Why the Pros Are Failing to Grow the Game, by Chuck Thompson. Available on Amazon.com or go to GolfMarketingMMC.com.
That's Golf
Marketing MMC.com.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Dispatch, I picked up that load of steel, so I'm ready to roll.
Sounds good. Remember, we're getting paid by weight, so make sure to use a CAT scale.
I wouldn't weigh anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah, last thing I need is an overweight fine when I've done everything I can to weigh legal. With CAT scale, you don't have to worry. They've got your back if you ever get a ticket.
Well, I guess you know all about the CAT scale guarantee.
Fucking A, I'm a trucker.
When you weigh on a CAT scale, you get a no excuses guarantee. If you get an overweight citation after weighing legal on a CAT scale, we'll either reimburse you for the fine or go to court with you. At over 1,600 CAT scale locations, we've got your back. You can now save time weighing by using your smartphone. Download the Weigh My Truck app from the Google Play Store or the App Store. Find out more at weighmytruck.com.
So I drive over the phone to weigh the truck? What do we... Hang on.
You're listening to SiriusXM Radio.
From the Weather Channel Radio Network, a video on this part to the note. Here is a look at your east-west interstates. We have through the overnight hours. We are going to be looking at the potential for gust downpours and a few severe storms along Gulf Coast. This is going to include I-10 from southeast Louisiana into parts of the Florida Panhandle overnight. The risk of some severe weather with dam events the main concern. And some very heavy downpours with the storms as we're getting repeating rains over parts on 10 from Louisiana into parts of the Florida Panhandle. And we'll see
thunderstorms
storms fairly widespread along I-20 from Mississippi into Georgia overnight. Although these probably won't be severe, they're cookies locally heavy rainfall. Wind gusts raise in the wake of the cold front across northern Louisiana along I-20 northwest Louisiana, especially around Shreveport and points westward. And a high fire danger overnight along I-4 across much of North Dakota with dry, gusty winds there. The wind advisory on Friday for the Atlanta area along I-20 into parts of central South Carolina with gusty winds.
The interstate weatherman is fucking...
Underdog Sirius, XM2146.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're taking your calls and answering your questions about everything maintenance, engines, fuel mileage, performance, troubleshooting, emissions, new technology, and more.
New technology.
At 888-8-ROAD-DOG.
Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. It is the Power Hour. I've got Bruce and Ethan with me from Pittsburgh Power. We're going to get right back to your calls. 888-876-2336 is the number to join us. We're off to South Carolina. Robert, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's on your mind today?
I've told you before, I've got a 98 Volvo, and I was just, the air conditioner will not shut off, and I'm doing some of my own troubleshooting, and I've noticed I think they put the wrong compressor on it to the last owner. It's a single wire, and the factory one should have a two-wire plug. Looks like they cut the plug off the old one, spliced it into the new compressor, and just
went to the someone's rolling coal on me. Mounting bolt.
So the other day, I disconnected the ground, and it still was running. So I'm thinking about buying a factory replacement with the two plugs before I start going any farther. What's your opinion?
I think it's a good idea to go back
Sounds good. It should have been. Yeah, do it right, I guess.
It's easier than trying to troubleshoot whatever they did.
Right, I just don't get it. I mean, that's the only way to shut it off is to unplug it. And that's just what I wanted to know. And another thing is, I wanted to put that Maxwell start capacitor on this thing.
Oh, yeah, Maxwell start capacitor.
And I understand how it wires up. When I pulled all the wires off of the starter stud, I've already put a terminal, a terminal on the truck, an isolator, to put all of them together. Now, can I just run like a two-gauge wire from the Maxwell to that junction since it's not pulling all the amperage and just reuse my starter cable from the starter side of the Max to my starter since that's where all the amperage is pulling?
Oh, yeah, that's where all the amperage is pulling.
Ethan, did you get all that?
Okay. You know what the fuck this guy's talking about?
Good. So I've run across that you can use the wrong gauge wire, and that can cause the starters to have issues of premature failure. When you buy the Maxwell, it'll come with a guide that tells you what gauge wire to use for what length of run you're using. So it goes by the from your battery from the Maxwell to the starter is what gauge wire you use, and you have to follow that.
Okay, that's not a problem. And I just wanted you guys to know I ordered that balancer from you, both of them, for my 12-7, the big heavy one and that other mercury fill one.
Yeah, the big heavy one.
Next week, and I'll call you and let y'all know how it's doing on my truck.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting ready to put a Maxwell start module on my coach, too, so I've got to wire it up. Let's get to some phone calls. Let's go to Tennessee. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks guys for taking my call. I have a question about greasing my truck. I'm doing it myself because of the frequency needed and particular on the grease I use. But my question is, in my Volvo manual, I have a Volvo 2016 Volvo V&L 780, and
you gotta keep it greased, son. Mercy sakes.
On the ground to grease my front axle. Does that sound right, or should I be jacking it up?
Oh, you gotta be jacking it up, son. In there.
Old school was to jack it up and get the weight off the kingpin.
Yep. That's what I'm always trying to do. I'm always trying to jack it up and get the weight off the kingpin.
That's how we did it forever. That's how we recommended it. But I'd be curious if they specifically put in the manual. Now, if they would have just left it out and didn't address it, I would say jack it up. If they took the time to write that into the manual that it should be done with the weight on the suspension, there must be a reason.
Okay, because I've done it both just because. I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to hurt anything, but I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Like I said, if they took the time to write that into the manual, there must be a reason to do it that way on that particular truck.
Grommet.
But I'm with Bruce. We've always said jack it up, get that suspension moving.
Jack it up, right. And I read my manual, and I'm like, no, it's saying to leave it down, and I'm like, exactly. And any other tips and tricks about the greasing,
if you go five blocks back in after the first three pipes, five blocks back in from the pit and jump, you'll find a mushroom. It's a one-up mushroom. There's your tips and tricks. Thanks for calling.
I have a question for you. Volvo's headquarters, I think, is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I would call down there. I would get into the service department and ask them about that. They want the label on the kingpin.
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely worth looking into.
I'd like to know that reason, too. But Bruce, that's my favorite.
Just call up Volvo and say, I want to know
why.
What you're thinking.
Yeah. Well, when I find out, I'll tell
what's on your mind.
But back to the S-cans. Should I have the brakes released also with that?
Fuck yeah, release the brakes and roll over the place. Get nutty with it.
I never did.
I didn't do that.
You know, the whole...
About that, too.
The whole grease thing for me, for the last 20 years, I didn't really grease trucks. All my trucks had automatic loop systems on them.
Nice.
Right. Right. Yeah, because I've heard, you release your brakes so that the grease can get, around the S-cam and I had four
got to grease those brakes
as well. I just wanted to know your opinion.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
That wanting to know why, that irritates a lot of people that work at companies.
Good.
Why do we do it that way?
Here's what really I find. And here's why it annoys people. Most of the time, and this is my experience, most of the time when people tell you something, all they're doing is repeating something they heard somewhere else. And when you ask them why, they can't explain because they've never asked why. They've never thought about why. They're just repeating things. And so much of what we think we know, it's just us and I've done
it. I'm just asking questions over here.
We repeat things that we've heard.
I'm saying, and I'm asking
when you start
why,
asking people why and they have to explain.
Do they have to put the chemtrails
find out if they
in the air?
Know what they're talking about.
And you don't ask why.
Something they've heard somewhere else.
You're just repeating that you heard it was fine. You heard it was just water. Well, I'm asking why.
For an auto parts store, if the person is just there for their 8 hours pay, and you ask them questions like that, it annoys them because they don't know and they don't want to take the time to figure it out.
Which, that's fine with me, except I'm not going to do business with you anymore because I want more than that and I want better than that. But it's a good way to find out if somebody really knows what they're telling you or if they're just repeating something. Just ask why. It's my favorite question. Why or why not? Okay.
So, and at Pittsburgh Power, we always have a reason for why we do things the way we do.
Yes.
Like torsional dampers. Do you know how many questions I answered at Louisville on why we have to replace the torsional damper on a crankshaft?
Oh, why would you replace the torsional damper on a crankshaft? Tell me why.
But everyone calls it the harmonic balancer. And yet, and I still hear it. My mechanic says we never replace those. But I bet I answered that question 60 times.
I'm sure. And you and I have probably answered it 60,000 times over the last however long it's been since you taught me that. Here's what I find interesting. All repair shops, cars, trucks, everybody, there's always a little suspicion. Are they trying to sell me something I really don't need? There's always that thought, especially people if they're not really mechanically inclined. They bring it in for one problem, the shop may recommend something else. There's always a little bit of suspicion. Do I really need this? Are they just trying to sell me something? And yet, the two places where I think shops could make sales consistently, they don't. They're telling people, don't change the crankshaft damper. They should be changing it. They would be doing their customers a favor, and they would be making money doing it. That's a win-win.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is the charger cooler. We used to do charger cooler tests for free. If the truck was in for anything else, just, pay somebody 15 minutes to test it, because about 40% of them are leaking. So you would be doing your customers a favor by finding the leak, and you're going to generate some business, and it's legitimate. That's a win-win.
That's a win-win.
We test the entire intake system. We block off the turbo and pressurize the turbo, the piping, the charger.
Even better.
We do the smoke
fucking
test.
Fucking nailing it.
And if the smoke test doesn't show it, then we'll put 20 pounds of pressure in. But we find it's about 80% of the trucks have a leak. Not saying it's the charge air cooler. It's usually a hose or a clamp.
Yeah.
Sometimes just tightening
those clamps,
replacing the clamp. And something else people should do is every so often replace those hoses on that charge air piping and take one of the good hoses and clean it and two of the clamps, two used clamps, put new clamps on because they do break. Especially if you're making over 30 pounds of turbo boost.
Oh, you know I'm making over 30 pounds of turbo boost. I'm not fucking around up here.
Put it in a plastic bag and
partner.
You have it there, so whenever you blow one, you're not stuck on the side of the road.
There you go. Good advice. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of your calls and questions right after this. Stick around. You're on the Road Dog Sirius XM 146. I'm Kevin Rutherford.
I'm up there with my clamp.
Sirius XM The Highway.
How's that grab you?
Taking over California's Country Music Festival.
Stagecoach 2019.
Let's go. Three different stages.
Including the Sirius XM Spotlight
Stage. Behind-the-scenes interviews and live performances from Sam Hunt.
I did not realize how much of an impact that he used to be able to have.
Plus Old Dominion.
Luke Combs and more. And starting with the Music Girl Happy Hour live from the festival tomorrow 1 p.m. Pacific.
Stagecoach 2019 live throughout the weekend.
On Channel 56.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get
I'm a
ready
trucker,
for
of course
a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and
I gotta get some liens.
Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522. Don't wait. Call now. 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522.
Drip, drip, drip. Hear that? It's your business's online reviews. Not exactly the
phrase
you hoped for when you got set up on that review site, is it? But why? Your customers love you. They say it daily, just not online. And that's too bad, because your word may be your bond, but your customers' words, well, they're your best sales tool. Podium knows your reviews make the difference between very interested and run for the hills. They built the best online review platform out there, so you can get the stellar rating you know you deserve. Businesses see an average 6% boost in revenue from reviews thanks to Podium. More than friendly reminders, Podium sends customers straight to the review sites you care about most, with built-in analytics to monitor progress toward your goals. So stop waiting for customers to drip in, and start using Podium to answer customer questions, schedule appointments, and open up the floodgates of online reviews. Just visit podium.com/XM to save 10% when you sign up. That's podium.com/XM to get started and save 10%. Podium, become the obvious choice online.
Worried about ransomware and cyber criminals stealing your payroll?
Yes.
Your bloated and obsolete antivirus stuff.
The clock.
I'm Kristen Klein from the Weather Channel with an interstate weather.
Nowhere else except Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're taking your calls and answering your questions about everything maintenance, engines, fuel mileage, performance, troubleshooting, emissions, new technology, and more. Call us now at 888-8-ROAD-DOG.
Welcome back. This is the Power Hour. I've got Bruce and Ethan with me from Pittsburgh Power. We're going to head off to Ohio this time. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I got three quick questions, two of them for what Ethan was talking about with that.
Yeah, question number one, when was the last time you went and fucked yourself?
I got a 2018 Freightliner with the
piece of shit, Click.
So that 505 horse and 1,650 foot-pounds of torque, will that be available for this engine? Yes, yes it will.
Absolutely. Fucking A.
And with that, will
cold
I...
Cold cranking amps.
Say that 1650. Am I really going to see any benefits with 100 horse with the torque?
Oh, shit, yeah, man. You're going to see hella torque.
Whoa, wait a second.
Whoa.
Torque. That 20% is across the entire power band there, not just at the peak horsepower. Okay, so that will all be. Let me add something about torque.
It's fucking badass.
Think about this. Torque is usually 3.5 to almost 4 times what the horsepower is. So if you gain 100 horsepower, you're going to gain about 350 foot-pounds of torque.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you will feel that.
You will fucking feel the fucking torque.
You figure on the low side at 3-to-1 ratio.
Still gonna be improved.
So let's do it on the calculator here. What's your horsepower? 505. What's your torque?
1650.
That torque sucks. Your torque is bullshit.
So you're
fucking soft.
6.
Get off my fucking phone.
You
fucking pussy ass torque.
3.26 pound feet of torque per horsepower. So you're gonna gain 336 foot pound of torque.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
And is that going to be anything that's going to give me trouble? If, you know, my Detroit's running really good. I've got pretty good confidence with it. But if I end up...
But if I can get more, just a little bit more torque, reason, man.
Is that something Freightline is going to give me trouble about?
Well, it'll probably take you 5 minutes to unplug it and put it under your bunk.
Okay, so never mind that. So, okay, and the other question...
If the torque
is
too much for you.
I really want to get the Dorothy on my truck, And it's really hard for us to schedule appointments. My wife and I, we're all over the country. But do you have any idea when you might get the installation kit available for us to buy and install it either ourselves or on our time?
John's off at a racetrack right now. That'd be a question for him. Ethan, do you know where we are in the... I do not off the top of my head on the kit center. You know, whenever I say we have a 2-week wait to get into the shop, that is not to put a Dorothy on, and that is not for electrical issues. That's for mechanical problems. So we could probably get you in if you called us and said, hey,
and not this radio show we do.
Days, chances are we could get the Dorothy on that.
Well, I called on Monday and to see, because we're driving right by you today, and I could have been there last night. But I guess
but you fucking dick faces couldn't fucking do it. Now I'm sitting here with my putt in my hand and no fucking torque.
Was not going to be in.
Okay.
Well, we could be back by there, possibly on Friday, because we're going right back by. But I'm not sure yet, because we might have to be in Colorado by Friday. But if we don't have to be in Colorado till Monday, then we could be at your shop on Friday. But I'll know tomorrow. I guess it'd be good, because I'd like to have that computer added whenever that's available, so it might be best for
I'd love to get that
hold
computer.
Hold off and get both installed at the same time.
And if you could hold off about 2 weeks, we'll be able to do that.
2 weeks? Okay.
2 weeks, I'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Then, and I'll try to get both back, because that would be really nice having a little bit more power.
That's a wonderful thing.
It is. Sounds like a plan. We're going to head off to Ohio. George, welcome to the program.
Paying $300 a year to listen to a guy make a fucking appointment, get his fucking truck looked at.
I was when I was going down a highway.
That's satellite radio.
Next to me, and he ran.
Worth
he was able to
every
truck.
Penny.
So kudos to that driver.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Thanks.
You were lucky if you were beside him.
After hearing the story about the 3 car haulers that you just told, I did not realize how lucky I was until you told that story.
Two were car haulers, one was a flatbed hauler.
Yeah, wow. Just amazing.
Yeah.
I need to upgrade my power. My batteries are kind of going on me, and I'm wanting to go to the lithium-ion batteries, and... Do I need to also put in
Maxwell power?
Or is it better just to run the 4 lithium-ion batteries?
Boy, Ethan, you may have some thoughts here. I haven't looked at lithium-ion for cranking amps, so if I were
going
to
get
do
those
this, I
amps.
Would definitely have the start module for starting. And probably one lead acid battery to go with that, and then I would put lithium ion for the hotel loads.
Oh, really?
That's
the way I would do it.
I would
separate
do it. What the fuck
the two
do I know?
Completely. I wouldn't try
to host a radio show about maintaining trucks.
Starting. I just
I mean,
don't
fuck
know what
me,
the,
right?
With the cold cranking amps. Ethan, do you know?
I do not know. It's something you'd have to look up before you try this idea, though, just to make sure it's equivalent.
Well, yeah, and then
I mean, guys to do the work.
So, Ethan, you've got some homework.
Yep. I'll have to look them up.
Yeah, that's the way I would do it, though. We keep trying
that's
to compromise our batteries. Lead acid batteries are great for starting a truck. They're not good for providing hotel loads because they're not good at being charged and discharged over
Tell
and over.
Tell me more
and over.
About these.
Lithium ion is fantastic for that, but
hotel
I'm not so sure it's so great
loads.
For starting a truck. So rather than compromise one of the operations, which is what we've always done, I prefer to separate them. Throw in a Maxwell for starting the truck, use the lithium ion just for hotel loads.
Okay, all right. I'm glad I asked that question. Is there a way to upgrade the alternator that's on my truck? I have a Cummins ISX 2250, and just wondering, I have the standard. Are there alternators that might produce more power or charge
there
more
are,
power? Yeah, I mean,
why
fuck,
do
dude.
You need more?
I'm just curious.
I'm just curious, okay? None of your fucking business why I need more. I just need it. Need a new alternator. Gotta get these numbers higher. Need more cold cranking amps. Gotta handle these hotel loads. Alright. I'll see y'all on the flip-flop. Keep on trucking. Keep on trucking. Keep on trucking.